Welcome back to the Conspiracy Outpost. Tonight we're diving deep into the rabbit hole of Fairfax County's favorite little urban legend. I'm of course talking about the Bunny Man. No, not the kind that shits out colorful keistered Easter eggs, but one that's haunted this Virginia county for over 50 years. I'm your host, Joe.
And I'm Cut Casey.
Damn, you took my fucking alliteration thing. Are we recording?
I had to.
Yeah. That'd have been funny if we weren't.
Yes, we are.
I don't know if you like that intro or not, or if you wanted to do yours. Or...
No, yours is fine.
Yours is exceptional.
It's mad decent.
You imagine running around saying that to people, man, that's mad decent. What? It's not like really good or no, man, it's mad decent. I mean, that's good enough.
No, it's I got that from my stepbrother Matt.
Oh, like he says mad decent?
We were doing something. I was like, oh, how is that? He's like, oh, it's mad decent. And I was like, I've never heard anybody say that before. It's like, I'm going to use that now.
I got so used to because Anna always says mad annoying. So it's like I catch myself saying that. It's the only time I ever say it. Or if I'm making a joke, it's like, I can't even think of an example right now.
But you know,
you know what I mean. It's like, I'm mad horny. All right, so the Bunny Man, urban legend. Here we go.
Hey, baby, you horny?
Nah, I'm mad. Nah, I'm mad horny, dog. You better just...
Now get over here and pop that pussy.
Yeah, your pussy's mad wet.
Got that mad wop going on right now.
Man, your pH balance is off the charts right now. Just get a finger in. Yep. That's a good balance right there. That's mad good. That's what that is. Mad moist going on here. So the Bunny Man is an herb. It's like everything feels silent without the mic laugh in the background.
We don't have the what was I gonna say? Oh, the Bunny Man. Do you know the little rabbit dildos with the little bunny ears? Oh,
damn.
Oh, what? It makes balloons. Shit.
Oh, man. So the Bunny Man is an urban legend originating in the before-mentioned Fairfax County, Virginia, in the 1970s.
Fairfax in the 1970s. What a time to be alive.
Show me the Fairfax. The Carfax. Though it started in Fairfax County, it has actually spread about the Washington, D.C. and Maryland. Why did I say it like that? The Maryland areas. Oh, I'm already fucking up. There are many variations to the story, but mostly all of them begin with an axe-wielding man in a bunny costume. As if furries weren't scary enough, now you have to worry about being rubbed, groped, and hacked. Though the urban legend was popularized in the 1970s, the legend in one telling dates our axe-holding hopper to the year 1904. The story goes that there was once an asylum near Colchester Roads Overpass in Clifton, Virginia. Now, apparently, this didn't sit well with the residents, and why would it? Nobody wants a bunch of insane, possible furry-slash-bestiality enthusiasts near their homes. So, naturally, they got it shut down.
Whoa. Everybody has their own likes.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not trying to kink shame anyone. I'm simply putting myself in the shoes of the people of this era, okay?
If you like dressing up like a rabbit of fucking people, go for it. That's all.
You like it. But I mean, it was 1904, okay? They didn't know what furries were. The village people weren't even out until 1977.
They were scared.
Their idea of normalized costumes were basic Halloween costumes and Klan cloaks. Not to mention we're talking about an era where everything was sexually repressed, when the only sexually gratifying scenario a woman had was a slight brush of the clit before her one-minute vanilla husband rolled off of her, lit up a Cuban, said, "Thanks, doll," and asked for a dry martini and a sandwich.
Simpler times.
Simpler. With the good old missionary.
Now all of a sudden women have speaking rights and can have their own decision, make up their own
minds. Oh. Disgusting. You know women are even conspiracists now? God, they take everything from us. Just kidding. Do you know missionary... do you think that missionaries despise that name? Like missionary sex? Like... They're doing us in the bedroom? Or do you think they like say it with pride, knowing they share a name with God's favorite position?
Like, that's why they chose
it. Good old missionary. It's like, I hate that. It's like, can you imagine if, I mean, nobody says this during sex. Nobody just fucking goes like, "Oh God, wait, you want to do a doggy or missionary? You want to do a doggy or Jehovah Witness?" What?
You should, next time you're fucking your wife, just be like, put her in the missionary first and be like, "Get over, I want to fuck you like a bitch."
It's like, "Do me dirty, daddy." It's like, whoa. No. Two guys are like with the girl. It's like, "You guys want to have a threesome?" It's like, "Hey, knock it off, all right? We are Christian men, all right? We're not trying to Eiffel Tower you. We're trying to Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints you, okay?" Oh man. So the patients are taken by bus to Lorton Prison, but not before taking a detour off the side of the road. The bus crashed near the bridge, and them loony little guys scattered like tweakers at a Denny's after the sun rises. They didn't
see one crawl out into a gutter.
Got it. Yeah. It would have been cool if we had Wesley on here. We should have asked him, actually.
Dad?
They didn't get far, though. They were quickly rounded up and reunited with their possibly drunk driver. Because who... like, these stories always go off the road. Somebody's drinking. Now, I read two different versions of this.
It's 1904. If you didn't have a steady buzz of whiskey or bourbon going, you weren't...
You weren't... man, I don't know what happened. I've only had two dry martinis this night. There's, like... two different versions of this. One says they were all gathered up, and others said they all died. Regardless, all heads were accounted for, all except for one by the name of Douglas Griffin. See, old Dougie seemed to have disappeared. Weeks passed, and still no sign of Douglas. Same time as his disappearing act, rabbit corpses began appearing in the woods. Apparently, Bear Grylls over here was eating bunnies to survive. I want to know, was he eating these things cooked, or was he just munching down on Thumper Raw?
he's like Golem out there with the fish. Just eat.
He takes us back to the janitor.
He sees some hunters cooking some rabbit.
He ruins it! It's cottontail not supposed to be burnt!
Stupid fat hobbitses.
Police are just searching the woods and start finding all these fucking rabbits dead, gnawed through the front in a U-like fashion, like a fucking eaten watermelon slice. Why do all these things, like, it's just like eaten in a fucking U-shape, like fucking watermelon, like, like, goddamn, the motherfucker ate the vitals and all.
You just left the back.
Just the fucking, yeah. That's so fucking weird.
The rib cage.
Who's fucking just That's eats funny. That shit like that? Man, I wish it was, like, if it was someone like Andre the Giant, like a huge ass dude.
Just one single lighting.
Or he just fucking puts it in his mouth to smile like a fucking orange slice. But people like,
he's like, "Look, watch, I can make the ears move."
We might be doing this all wrong. He might have started from the back end. He might be liking to eat bunny ass.
It's healthy for you. It's full of 11 herbs and spices.
It's the bunnies' faults, dude. Their eyes are on the side of their heads in fucking prey fashion. So, you know, they couldn't outrun this human. They're stupid. That's right, I'm victim blaming. I don't give a fuck. Fucking bunny bitches. So one Halloween night, a group of kids were hanging around the bridge, probably doing what we used to do under the bridges, drinking 40s and talk about how much being an altar boy hurts. There's some truth to that.
You're going to bring up the circle jerking.
Nah, I would never tell the world about her circle jerking. I miss those bridge days. So these bridge-dwelling youths saw some sort of bright light, and in a flash, they all were strung up like bunnies and left gutted and hanging from the bridge. The missing head case, of course, was the prime suspect. Good old Dougie. According to this legend, if you go there on Halloween night at midnight, you'll end up getting what those kids and bunnies got. And if you go to my uncle's place, you'll get what Matthew and I got. Rabies. A rabies. Herpes. Hep B. I was really hoping Matthew was on this. Just because I wanted to make an uncle raping joke in Paris together. But no, you'll get what me and Matthew got, which was a Hershey bar. Yeah, that's right. That was how the joke was originally going to go. So you're wrong. He would treat us to delicious chocolate treats. Just because he made us eat it out of his chili ring on hot July mornings doesn't mean they weren't loving memories. Don't act like y'all never ate Choco Tacos before, okay?
They're coming back.
Hey, I hope the actual ones and not my before mentioned uncle's chili ring.
Good. Why can't it be both?
I gotta stop doing these uncle jokes. Maybe people are gonna get tired of them. I like when they just come out of nowhere like a fucking, like a fist to the side of the face. You know, you're just talking about something.
People are thinking you're gonna be, you were touched, Joseph.
Maybe I was. Maybe I wasn't.
And rightfully
so. I like to leave it to mystery because everybody loves a mysterious character. That's why I donned the cowl of the uncle fucked at night. I go around stopping uncles from fiddling their nephews and nieces.
Then instead I fiddle them.
Instead I fiddle them. You think you're a good uncle? Let me show you what happens. Oh God, stop. Like stop. God, stay uncle.
In a Batman suit.
There's a guy going around raping uncles and giving them Indian burns on their dicks. I apologize for that. Not the uncle joke, but not being politically correct. The Native American burns on his dick. And that is what I apologize to the most.
That'd be hella funny, just some vigilante out there doing that.
Just fucking friction burns on the dick and fucking puncture wounds in the ass.
It's like a South Park episode.
Some of the uncle, I'm the one these uncles deserve, not the ones they need.
So where were we at? He killed these kids and strung them up underneath the bridge.
Yeah, that's the telling, and so people were like, oh yeah, don't go there on the Halloween nights. It's like one of the morals of the story. All of them kind of have the same like moral to it. So, like another telling of the asylum style thing. It goes, a mental patient flees the asylum and hid in the woods around the infamous bridge. Grief-stricken by the murder of his wife and daughter, the stories vary on the details of how they died and when they died. One says it happened on Easter morning, hence the Easter special here. That and the bunny thing. Not at all the fact that we like to talk about furries on here. Oh shit, where'd my notes go?
I love me a good furry.
I did too. There's nothing sexier. Why is my fucking... God damn it. Sorry. My notes, they disappeared. Come on, give it a load.
Had him.
I'm actually, this is all going off the top of my head. I'm like Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, and Biggie when they're in the booth. I just make shit up. None of this is real. Like, I mean, none of this non-real stuff is real in my notes. I just made up all this shit. Why is that not loading? Okay, well, I guess we don't need it then. Okay, so, can you hear me? Okay. So, yeah, he hid out in them woods and survived off rabbits, just like the other story. It ties in the whole rabbit carcasses being found.
I just want to pet the rabbits, George.
But for the sake of this...
Or feed the rabbits.
For the sake of this story, we'll say he ate them like honeydew instead of watermelon. Just a little slightly different. So, back to the kids again on the bridge. It's the same fucking telling, it's just slightly different. He murdered them, strung them up next to his rabbits. Same ending. It's like a shitty Which Way book. We just keep going to the same ending.
No, I didn't take my hand off the page, Lewis. No, you saw.
This version is a little different, though, because a man from an asylum was being transferred to a prison via bus and crashed near the bridge. I'm just trying to justify why I wrote this shit down. One of them managed to escape into the Clifton Woods. During one of the police searches through the woods, the pigs in blue found bunny bodies hanging from the trees around the train overpass of Colchester Road Bridge. So this one just had more bunny stuff into it. It's like a little different. They eventually found the man responsible for the Bugs Bunny slashings. There he was, just a simple man rocking rabbit pelts. So he was like a Tarzan in fucking rabbit pelts. Apparently it wasn't rabbit season because the police began their pursuit on this Elmer Fudd-inspired insane man. The authorities tried their damnedest but could not catch the man as he ran, hopped, and dove into his Bugs Bunny-like holes. Officers couldn't catch him. I made up that cartoony part, but so the officers couldn't catch him, but a train could. An oncoming train over Colchester Road Bridge smacked that man harder than I smacked Casey's kid's grandma's cheeks that drunken hilarious night. So his spirit said to haunt the area to this day. Some claim to have seen his ghost on Halloween night. One telling even has the police hot on the trail of two inmates, Douglas J. Griffin and Marcus Walster, only for the trail to end at Marcus's axe-butchered body near the bridge. There's a turtle in the hair joke in there somewhere. I just can't think about it. First. I was trying to keep it bunny-related. I just couldn't think of one. These asylum-based tellings have been debunked easily given the fact that no asylum existed in the area ever. So it's like they have all these like fucking tellings of this asylum there. Never was one in the area. So, I mean...
Where'd this urban legend come from, then?
There's some, and yeah, I wrote it later. See, I kind of scrambled these notes a little bit. I should have started with the actual tellings. People just started turning it into a myth, like, later and started adding their own background to it to make it spookier, I guess. But before that, I got a non-asylum one here. A young man from Clifton, Virginia, stumbled upon the bridge while traveling. He thought, oh, neato, a sweet one-car bridge, then murdered his parents and dragged their corpses into the woods to hang them to the bridge. After that, he dusted his hands off, let out an accomplished sigh, and committed suicide. This one may not be related to that one, but in 19... That was it with that one. And this probably not related to it, maybe. But in 1943, two teenage boys and a girl decided to go hang out at the Bunny Man Bridge on Halloween night. The next day, the boys bragged about the spit roast they put that girl on to all their friends. Nah, I'm just playing. That wasn't a thing. What kind of fucked up thing do you think this is? Euphoria? Ain't no fucking Sydney Sweeney annoyingly crying in the corner while two 30-year-old teenagers Eiffel Tower Hollywood's Next Top Model. Nah, the next day, the police found them slashed open and hanging in front of the tunnel. The kid's feet had notes attached, reading, "Does a bunny shit in the woods?" That's not what it said at all. It said, "You'll never catch the bunny man." But I think my note was better. There's a bunny shit in the woods. It's like, what the fuck does that mean?
this account, he knows that he's being called the Bunny Man, and
yeah, and I don't,
or did he give himself the name, and that's where they started calling?
See, that's what I didn't get any like fucking like background to it, unless it does tie into like one of the other backgrounds with the fucking just bunny bodies being found everywhere, or maybe I did say that, I don't remember. Yeah. I don't know. It's just funny, though, because who leaves a note? It's like, man, God, dude, this guy really wants to be called this. Reminds me of the Deadpool thing. What's my name? And it's like, Francis, like, he keeps telling him, but he wants to be called by some other name or whatever, AJ. I don't remember what it was. But then he's like, what's my name? And Deadpool's like, oh, I'm going to fucking spell it out for you. Because it's just like, dude wants to go by this cool-ass moniker, whatever. And it's like, Deadpool's like, no, your name's Francis. He fucking... And it's like that. I feel like that's what this guy's like. I want to be called the Bunny Man. It's like, no, Douglas. A lot of these stories all end with the same message. Don't go down that bridge at midnight on Halloween or you'll get caught by Mr. What's Up Doc. Get chopped and strung up top. Or if you're here for a slightly more detailed version of that, many say if you walk down the tunnel around midnight, the Bunny Man will get you before you can even let out a scream, slash your throat with his axe, and hang you from the entrance of the bridge. They say your body will swing lifeless back and forth like a Halloween decoration. So this feels more like it should have been a Halloween thing instead of an Easter one. There's like a lot of Halloween references.
We can save it for Halloween if you want.
Yeah, let's just do it for Easter. Fuck it. Let's just ruin everybody's Easter Sunday. Jesus hath risen. Yeah, and so did the Bunny Man. So, a lot of these tellings.
Where did you get the bunny suit
at? I don't know. Like, I don't understand all this shit. Like, one of the tellings he was wearing was bunny pelt.
He made it out of the bunny skins that he was eating.
Yeah, he was coughing up hairballs of the like the watermelon sliced like hair he was eating, and eventually just started patching it to his skin with like fucking sticky sap from trees. He just looked like a patchy bunny haired person. And going, look at me, fucking hopping around. Happy Easter. I'm gonna go pee real quick. New Vegas. I've been playing.
The end of the world is nigh.
Nigh. Shit's fucking crazy.
You know what's funny? I just went into my storage today and I found some of my old PC games like Diablo and fucking Fallout 4 and.
Dude,
I was like, I do have New Vegas in my room, and I was like, maybe I'll start playing.
That shit's dope because not only you go through Vegas, but you go to Redding and shit like that in California. Like, it's not just in Vegas. Redding's one of the areas in it. Like, Redding, yeah. And I was like, damn, that's insane. Because, I mean, that's close to here, and then you live in Vegas, and it's just, yeah. I've been playing New Vegas, and I was like, oh, shit, I hope Casey doesn't think I'm just sitting here playing the game when I said I was clean, because I left the game paused in hopes I was going to have enough time after the Easter egg dying and cleaning to actually play. But instead, all I did is, like, cleaned up fucking... My kid ate a boiled egg and got yolk into this, like, fucking pocket underneath my fucking chair. I had to lift it up and wipe it all out, and I was fucking insanely pissed. Like, I felt like a vein was popping out of my forehead. And then I tried to get up to fucking move, and my other kid ran across my feet, and then I, like, stumbled a little bit, and then I fucking got even more mad. It's like, motherfucker. So the only thing I did was I hopped on it. Went to convince a guy real quick to fucking let me have armor from his shop. Because it's the beginning missions of New Vegas. And then I fucking saved it after that.
What were you playing it?
PS5, because I paid for... I renewed my thing, but I did it with PlayStation Premium. So they give you access to old games to stream and play them for free. They give you, yeah, PlayStation has like three different tiers. They have Essential, Extra, and Premium. And I usually get Extra because it's like a middle tier, but Premium gives you those games plus old games. So I got Fallout, New Vegas, which is the best fucking Fallout anyways.
Yeah, I'd say so. Number three
is hella good too. Four is all right. It just, I don't know. There's like a lot of elements I don't like to it.
I didn't like the crafting.
Yeah, and
like you having to build a base and all that shit. I didn't care about
the fact that it's like it's more create settlements in every area is the whole fucking game, and it's like I like real missions. It's like I'm not into all that stuff. It's like for people that like to create shit. But also, like, you guys went too far. Maybe make, like, a couple of bases to be able to customize, and then give it more of a story fucking base thing. Instead of everything is me to go defend these bases, that's the main fucking key to this game. And it's like, fuck that, dude. Or, like, doing other shit, like, oh, the powder gangs, whatever, try to recruit these people to help you take them fucking down. Or, oh, I'm Mr. House, let me fucking, you help me try to get all these gangs to shut the fuck up. Like shit like that, like fucking doing other.
Hey man, there's a nuke over here. I need you to go arm it.
I'm like Mr. Tenpenny and fucking Fallout 3. And I'll give you a suite. I was like, fuck yeah, dude, because what I did in that game, when I got that suite, I blew that shit up, watched it blow up on that balcony all beautifully, and then got that suite, killed Tenpenny, took his fucking rifle, and then just did dumb shit. Like, I tried to collect every outfit in the game and put them in my suite. So I just had, like, a fucking closet of every fucking outfit in the game. That shit was just dope as fuck. And it's just funny because Tenpenny's always there with this fucking sniper. And it's like, bro, I just wanted the suite. And then I'm going to murder your ass, throw you off the fucking balcony, you piece of shit. Take your clothes, take your fucking special rifle, and just fucking live like fat rats up on the top floor of that fucking hotel. That game.
It's funny when you blow up the town and then you go meet up with your dad. He's like, I know what you did. I'm not happy about it.
Chill out, daddy. You left me as a kid. I'm traumatized.
I got me a sweet.
Got me a sweet. Pretty sweet. Ah, see, I still got the puns like I did when I was a kid.
I see you're still wearing your lab jacket. I have a whole closet.
I got a whole fucking barrage. You see these glasses? Three dogs. From the radio? Remember how you haven't heard him in a while? Yeah. You're a psychopath. A fashionable one. Yeah, I've come a long way.
You see the faces.
Come a long way from wearing those fucking Vault 101 jumpers, you know what I'm saying? I got style now, man. And my ass cheeks aren't chafing anymore because I ain't wearing those fucking rad roach shit-infested fucking 101 Vault clothes. This shit's clean, pressed, nice and steamed. It's a little stained up, but we living in an apocalypse. This is the wasteland, baby.
Your dad's going through the clothes. He's like, oh my god. Is this the overseer?
Yeah, that guy was a fucking maniac. His daughter still hasn't forgiven me. I don't know, man.
Never got a piece of that pussy. What do you regret?
But something tells me I ain't gonna get that pussy regardless of what I did. You know what I mean? Hey, you remember the tunnel snakes? Fuck them up. Got one of their outfits before I left, too.
See this nice little blade?
Tunnel snakes? Nah, I was never invited to that. I'm doing big things. I'm doing big things. You see that rocket launcher? Shot one of them motherfuckers in the fucking forehead with an 8-ball. Oh my god. Yeah, man. You should have seen what I did. Did somebody with a teddy bear. I ain't going to get into the details. It's pretty gruesome. How have you been, though? Oh, God. Dude, the one thing I'm excited about New Vegas is getting the Pip-Boy 3000, 5000. It's a gold Pip-Boy that you get on the strip. Because I got it the last time I played the game. And getting fucking my favorite follower in it in New Vegas is Raul. Which is it's a ghoul. Yeah, it's a ghoul who's played by Danny Trejo. And he's like that. I get him every time I play the game. You have to go up the super mutant mountain to save him. So you have to go against a bunch of super mutants to get him. So I fucking
that's not too bad as long as you don't have to go up against a fucking nest of Deathclaws.
Yeah, see that would be fucking insane. I killed the fucking whole thing of Deathclaws one time.
That's how the one in was it New Vegas, I think? It's over by, like, the tractor.
Yeah, all the...
Like, the mine.
Yeah,
area.
See, that's...
And there's, like, 1,000 death claws there. I was stuck up on top of a thing, and I couldn't go nowhere. They just kept coming up, and I was just in a spot where they couldn't hit me.
That's how I fucking got them. There was a glitch in my thing, and oh, my God, it was insane. So, you know the little ball robot you get on your team? He died while I was on one of those, like, steel beam weird things. I forget what it was. But the way he died, the death claws couldn't get past his dead robot body. So I'm just gunning them down because they can't swing on me. Because they couldn't get past his body glitz right there. Just a little ball in the thing. You can clearly, like, walk around it. I just gunned them all fucking down because I had a perfect glitch. I had for Xbox 360 when it was still fucking, like, new. And I was, like, just fucking mauling them down. I was like, this is fucking insane right now. There's no way they can get past this fucking ball's body. But they couldn't. It was fucking crazy.
He's like, whatever, I'm fucking leveling up after this.
Shit was fucking insane.
No, I was on top of, like, this, like you're in, like, a, I think it was, like, a hole, like a semi-hole. And there's, like, a, like, it looks like old mining equipment. But I was all the way on the top of it. Like, I climbed up all the way to the top, and they were, like, running, but they were could only get to a certain point, so I could just... I was just hitting him.
Dude, Wesley fucking, he would get beefed out because he did melee, and he would get hopped up on drugs in the game, and just fucking, it's like, fucking kill! And they, like, the guy, and he's just fucking, like, punching fucking death claws to death.
Oh, I know. I seen him play it.
Yeah, because he only did melee. The most like it was the Mike Tyson of Fallout. Like, he was like, yeah, I'll fuck you till you love me, Deathclaw.
I saw him punch, like, a raider or something. Like, he's like, oh, you chose the wrong path or something. And the one's like, no, I didn't.
Uppercut his head off.
And he, like, punched him center mass, and this guy just flew back.
That's so funny. He's the fucking...
I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck?
Fallout Epo, just fucking... Oh, man. Oh, God. I fucking love that game. That's why I started it. When I seen it was on that list, I was like, fuck yeah. So were the Twisted Metal games. Me and Russell were talking about that last night. He was telling me how you guys used to play the old Twisted Metal games when you guys were kids.
Yeah, I was actually playing Twisted Metal not that long ago.
I was telling, because the TV show, we were talking about it, and he asked me if it was good. I was like, I liked it, but we were also fucking, some of the episodes, we were, like, taking edibles and shit, and just fucking sitting back and watching it, which is kind of cool. That's what Matthew's doing now with Resident Alien.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty dope. All right. We took a long detour there. I mean, now I'm all pumped about fucking Fallout. God damn it.
Like, let's get this shit done. I gotta go kill some fucking people.
You get that crazy fucking Wastelander perk. I think that's in New Vegas. You fight a whole gang of grandmas. And that's just fucking funny. Or maybe that's Fallout 3. I don't fucking remember. Maybe it's in both. And in Fallout 3, if you have the crazy whatever thing, you see aliens and shit, which is not something you see regularly, but also there's a DLC for Fallout 3 where you end up getting abducted by aliens.
Which is, that's what I was about to ask you. Do they give you all the DLCs for it too to play?
I have no idea. I don't remember all the New Vegas DLCs. I think there's a mountain DLC.
So I know there's like 4 or 5 mm-hmm. or something like that, and they give you. But you would know because you would start off, and once you like do the intro stuff, it gives you a bunch of guns and shit from the DLC, caravan stack and stuff like that.
I don't think it does. To pay for New Vegas for the game, without that, it's like hella expensive. I think it's like almost $100 just to fucking get the game. It's ridiculous, like, the amount of money they want for the game. But it's like you can stream it for free if you have premium. And I paid for the whole year, so I'm hoping I beat it.
They want you to pay $100 for that?
It's something fucking insane. I can't remember...
I wonder if it's the Game of the Year edition, because that's the one I have on my my laptop. Like, on, like, I have the physical disc. Or no, maybe I have it on Steam. I don't remember.
Yeah, that's the first thing that pops up on Reddit. Why is Fallout 3 in New Vegas $99.99 in the PlayStation Store? It's $99.99. on the PlayStation Store. It's insane. They're good games. They're not $100 good game, like, worth. You can get that shit on PC for cheaper. Yeah, and someone's saying, are you joking? They're like $10 on Xbox Store.
Yeah, that's, I don't know why they're so expensive.
Yeah, because I looked at it, because at one point, it was last year, I think, I was drinking, I was like, dude, I'm going to buy it, and I seen that, I was like, no, I ain't, I ain't fucking buying that game. It's a great fucking, they're both fantastic games, but it's like, not $100 fantastic, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, I think I have
PlayStation
Fallout on my, I know I have it on my computer, but I think I have it on my PlayStation. I think I have New Vegas. I think I bought it one time when it was on sale, but it wasn't $100. I think it was like $10-$15 I paid for it.
Fuck that shit.
But I know the one that I got on my computer, I bought that brand
$15
new.
$15 would be the highest I would ever fucking do that shit. Maybe $20 for a game of the year. I don't know.
I was gonna say the game of the year when I bought it brand new was like $60, and that came with all like the DLCs and everything, you know.
And it's weird because
free game of the year and New Vegas. I think I just have.
I was gonna say, and that's for like a physical fucking copy. Like digital, I don't know. It just feels like the value of a game digitally, it's still like worth a lot. Whatever the work people put into it and everything, but it's like it's not like you're going out and getting a physical copy. I don't know. I don't buy anything physical anymore. I mean, I live in the middle of nowhere. It's just easier that way. Plus, I guess it's better for the environment, too.
I like the physical copies.
Yeah, and see, if it's like
but CDs. That's how I've been lately, too. I've just been buying digital. Mm. And they give you more sales stuff, like, oh, you can buy this game for, like, $5, and you go to the store and same game still $35 or something like that, you know. It's like, well, I was like, this is fucking 80% off, so might as well buy it.
Yeah,
digital.
That's it. And PlayStation Store has always got fucking deals going on. For a while, Switch was doing deals on Mario games on March 10th for like a week or maybe more, because it's like Mario Mar 10.
Yeah.
And I wish I had money when it was going on, because I wanted to get I'm trying to get my kids Mario Wonder for their birthday, like as a joint present, which I'm still going to, but now I gotta fucking spend more money on it.
Suck dick for
you. It's me, a throat gaper.
It's me, a throat goat.
Throat goat. Alright, okay, so now we're gonna get into like the actual historical shit. I kind of did this backwards. I should have did the urban legend shit second. It doesn't really matter. Brian A. Conley, who was a Fairfax County Public Library historian and archivist, had thoroughly...
I thought you were going to say a public defender.
Sexual offender of animals. he thoroughly researched the Bunnyman urban legend. During his research, he had found two incidents of a man in a rabbit costume threatening people with an axe. Both incidents occurred 10 days apart in 1970 in Burke, Virginia. And I'm going to spare everybody the fucking burking history of that thing, because I've said it, I think, like on 20 different podcasts drunk. About the whole burking fucking thing. Choking people with the hair in Burke. We'll get into it one more time. No, I'm just kidding. So, the first incident happened on October 19th, 1970. A cadet at the U.S. Air Force Academy by the name of Robert Bennett was driving around midnight with his fiancée on the roads of Burke, Virginia, after attending a football game. They decided since it was nearby, they'd give Bennett's uncle a visit. He parked his car in a field across from his uncle's house on Guinea Road. But before Bennett and his fiancée could get out, they saw something near their rear window. Immediately after, they heard a loud crash as the front passenger window shattered. Outside of the vehicle stood a man shouting, "You're on private property, and I have your tag number." Bennett put his U.S. Air Force training in good use and quickly drove away after what I imagine to be a long ride filled with panting and shrieking. And, oh shit, oh fucks. They
So what is the Air Force training? Just be
yeah, I was just that's what I was getting at. He put his Air Force training into fucking good use and fucking drove away panicking. Oh shit!
That's why they call it the Chair Force.
Damn. Dude, I wish I had on their asses. I wish we had Anthony on here. He would have enjoyed that, wouldn't he? So they finally made their way to a safe distance. After doing so, they found a hatchet on the floorboard of his car. So that's what was.
That's the last thing this show needs is some more semen.
For those of you that don't know, the before mentioned man, Anthony, he was in the Navy. And Anthony, if you're listening to this right now, thank you for your service, but that doesn't change the fact that you're a sticky little seaman. Yeah, so they found a hatchet on the fucking floorboard of the car or truck. I don't remember what it was now. So this fucking man threw a fucking hatchet through the window. Bennett reported the incident to the police and informed them the man was wearing a white suit with long bunny ears. So had bunny ears on, and he was just like, "Get off my property with a hatchet." So obviously a furry party was going on, and he stepped away real quick because naturally he was playing a sexualized version. He was playing a sexualized version of Fox v. Rabbit, and he had to fucking hop off the property real quick, waiting for his fucking lover. And he gets down the road, and he sees a truck there, and he's like, "Wait a minute, they ain't in costume. Get the fuck off my property." And he fucking throws a hatchet. And I don't know where he got the hatchet from. Apparently it was some sexual fucking deviated fucking thing. But well, anyways, his fiance thought that he was wearing a white pointed hood. So I think this bitch thought he was fucking Ku Klux Klan, which is hilarious because it probably was somebody in a Ku Klux Klan hood, and the other guy just fucking was so freaked out. I was like, "No, there's no way it was a guy in a bunny suit." The police officer thought he was wearing both. Nah, I'm just kidding. So he thought that he was wearing a bunny outfit. The fiance thought he was wearing a white pointed hood. The police officer thought he was wearing both. Classic in Virginia, especially from rednecks who grew up with Mel Blanc cartoons. They call them Grand Rabbits, similar to Grand Dragons, but only they do their hate speech in their best Bugs Bunny accents. Second to a Grand Wizard is the... Or second to the Grand Bunny is the Woody the Wood Peckerwood. Enjoy that? both claim to have seen him clearly, but due to the darkness, couldn't make out any of his features. Also, I guess the police returned the hatchet to Bennett after inspecting it. Like, well, we've done all we can do. Here's the mysterious hatchet back. It's just like a weird thing. It's like, I don't fucking know, dude. We tried whatever. We'll look into it. Here's your hatchet back. It's like, that was thrown in my fucking window. It's a weird thing to give back to someone. Which is actually filled with bunny semen, so they're thrown off the case.
That's hella funny. I didn't know my thing was still muted.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why it was silent, because I was like, oh man, I thought that Woody the Woodpecker Wood was pretty funny. So 10 days later, on October 29th, Paul Phillips, a construction security guard, approached a man who was standing on an unfinished home's porch in Kings Park West on Guinea Road at 10:30 p.m. The rent-a-cop said the man was wearing a gray, black, and white bunny costume and was about 20 years old, 5'8", and weighed about 175 pounds. I don't know how you fucking can just weigh someone up like that. I guess people do
it in a costume.
Yeah, because it's like, dude, that obviously a black, like the bunny suit is black, so black, you know, slims you by a couple pounds. So whatever. This Peter Rabbit enthusiast was more Mr. McGregor in nature, as he was said to have been chopping at a porch post with a long-handled axe, saying, "You're trespassing. If you come any closer, I'll chop off your head." Then he did a cute little bunny nose crinkle, said, "Ooh, woo," and hopped off.
No bunnies escape from McGregor's farms.
Allegedly, Phillips went to get his gun, but by the time he returned, the hot-headed hopper disappeared into the trees. So these are both two actual reported accounts that happened. Mr. Strong Military there, who can defend our company, our country against terrorists. Like
one flea at a time.
But not against rabbit rednecks. And then you have the security guard who's seen him on this construction site. So the Fairfax police investigated both incidents, but without any hard-hitting evidence, closed the cases. After that, the police department received calls from more than 50 people who had claimed to have seen the bunny man. Quote-unquote bunny man. More than 50 people were calling this fucking police station about him. The urban legend caught popularity, and soon newspapers got in on the action, including the Washington Post, who reported that the bunny man had eaten a man's runaway cat.
Do you know what this this story kind of... I was just thinking about it. I'm going back a little bit. Do you know the Chair Force's story where he fled away, but they were like at like this like hangout spot, and they were like just parked chilling, you know? But it's kind of like that story with the guy with the hook, you know? Like the teenagers go up to the parking spot, they go to
gotta park, make out.
The hook man, they hear a scratching on the door or whatever, and they drive away, and there's like a hook in the top, and there's like an escaped a crazy person from an asylum that just happened to find a hook from somewhere in his escape.
That's this fucking bunny man. Apparently,
there was right next door to the asylum. Adjacent is a prosthetic store.
It's fucking insane how many of these fucking, I don't know, with those kind of like stories. I would love to hear fucking one of those like similar where it's like a couple's making out and then a fucking rabbit man comes up and then their like windows slightly roll down and all they hear is like heavy breathing and they look frightened, shocked in place, and all the guy whispers like, "Do you got a Flemish giant rabbit on hand? I'm hungry."
They didn't even say anything. It does this.
"What's up, Doc?"
And then slow bite to carrot.
So the post articles that mentioned our carrot caressing character were, I don't know if these are all from the Washington Post, but yeah, I think they are. October 22nd, 1970s. I don't know if I just vaguely wrote these or if they had specific years. I don't know. I think it was all in the 1970s.
What time of day?
I don't know, man. I just know it was hot and sweaty balls going on. Man in bunny suit. These are, yeah, the article names. October 22nd, 1970s. Man in bunny suit sought in Fairfax. October 31st in 1970, the rabbit reappears. November 4th, 1970, bunny man seen. November 6th, 1970, bunny reports are multiplying. I should have led with the two claimed incidents that sparked it all, but, you know, what can you do? I should have started with that. I feel like I fucked this up.
Good.
I should have started with the actual things. I can grab the white rabbit by his furry balls and twist back time on that pretty little pocket watch of his, so we can, you know, redo this, you know, from Alice in Wonderland. You know, whatever. So the
I'm late.
It's a very important date. You rewind that fucking clock, you piece of shit. I fucked up the order of these notes. I'm late. I don't give a fuck about your tea time, bitch. So the legend have strayed far from the truth. Truth being two people claiming an angry Velveteen Rabbit fan. That's a rabbit book that I had to look up during that timeline. Truth being two people claiming that an angry Velveteen Rabbit fan went ape shit about his property. And now we're left with the legend that even has people afraid today crossing through that bridge's tunnel on Halloween night. I say even nowadays, but the internet is what helped breathe. Why did I write it like that? I say even. I don't know why I wrote that. Anyways, the internet helped breathe new life into this urban legend, spreading its spores of lore throughout the states, landing perfectly on the tongues of us and our viewers. I guess the last thing I had written here. Earlier I did say there was no proof of there ever being an asylum in the area. There's also no reports of murders in that area either, according to the Conley, the archivist / animal abuser.
Fairfax County, murder free since 1903.
Yeah, so I mean, there's no actual proof of any murders. So basically, we chalk this up to. Chalk this up? I don't know. It doesn't matter. We better sum it up. There was two actual reported accounts from people, and then after that, like the big ones, just constant people, after it was getting like some fucking inked press, people were constantly fucking calling in, saying, oh yeah, I seen the bunny man. No, I seen the bunny man. No, dude, my mom was fucked by the bunny man last Easter. Bunny man's the money man.
Why do you hate Easter so much? Man, fuck Easter. Fuck bunny man.
Fuck Douglas fucking... Whatever his last name was. Douglas Griffin. Fuck Easter. Fuck the bunny man. Fuck the Easter bunny. Fuck Douglas Griffin. Who's Douglas Griffin? I don't know, man. Ask my mom. Ask your mom. Ask every mom on the block.
Did you watch the Bunny Man trilogies?
I did not.
That's all the research you needed.
Just watch those fucking movies.
I'm just kidding. I didn't watch them. But there is three. There's Bunny Man, Bunny Man Vengeance, and the Bunny Man Resurrection. But he doesn't use a hatchet. That's what I was going to ask you. Was there any stories of him using a chainsaw? Because that's what he uses in the movie.
Not that I read, but there's a bunch of different. I heard there's a bunch of different fucking. So it's like an urban legend. There's a bunch of different variations of the story. I'm sure there was like fucking other things. I never watched the movies, but I did watch the porn called The Cummy Man. And it was a man in a bunny suit, and he just was jerking off on these people's faces as he strung them up along the bridge. That was a joke. That's not a real porn. It might not be. I mean, I can do a quick search. I guess. Definitely not on things I have bookmarked. This one was a weird one. I think that's why I was bouncing around a lot with it. I was also fucking sleep-deprived writing shit, and I felt like I scrambled stuff. Not as bad as I remembered writing it.
No, it came together pretty good. Just because you don't do it the way that I do.
Just because you don't have a well-formatted fucking note process.
Do you think the bunny man exists?
No. I don't think so.
Well, back in the day.
I think there might have been somebody in a bunny suit yelling at people to get off their fucking, like, lawns and shit. I love to think about that.
Bunny suit, possible clan suit.
But yeah, oh, well, anyways, back to let's get back to the actual one. I don't believe the urban legend's fucking real, but I do like to believe that military dude and that fucking... construction fucking rent-a-cop dude fucking found the bunny guy just sitting there like, oh, my fucking poverty. Just fucking beer-bellied out, fucking wearing a bunny suit. Just like, get out of here, fucking slamming down a bush beer because for because bushy tails like a rabbit. So just it's kind of staying character.
When you explain that, I just imagine like Rick from Rick and Morty, just in a buddy costume, just like
you're not supposed to be here. Get out of here. Crinkling his nose like a bunny. Get out of here.
And you're frustrating.
You're frustrating me. You can't tear down these buildings. It's not supposed to be like that. I got a carrot moonshine being made. You gotta get out of here. All right, I'm getting my piece. The guy just goes and gets his gun. The guy's gone. Portals out. Yeah, do you think any of the bunny's tales are true? I mean, people claim to this day that you can't go down that bridge tunnel. I guess it's kind of like the Beetlejuice thing. It's like it's one of those. That's how I picture it, anyways. Yeah, I could be wrong, but it's like that. How they flew off that bridge in that little like tunnel, or is that just from the new trailer? Yeah. I can't remember. If it was always tunneled and they flew out at the side of it, I don't remember. That's how I picture it.
I don't know. I'd go in the tunnel. But there's probably, like, maybe there might be some, like, actual psychopaths just hanging around it, you know? Just like, oh, I'm going to get some tourists. I'm going to kill them and make the bunny man alive.
Who is that, like, Scream? No, there's a movie. I think it's called Urban Legend, where someone's murdering people by urban legend myths or something.
Oh, that's cool. That'd be a cool book to read.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they made a movie of it back in the 90s or 80s. I don't fucking remember. Or I'm just mixing shit up and whatever. In which case, if it's not done, we got to make that script.
Copyright. Yeah.